the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our Q&A session.
大概四点要结束，只有三十五分钟。
We have 35 minutes.
这里有一些信徒是有提一些问题。
Well, we have some questions already.
那我想请诸位在场的有什么问题，我们可以先提出来。
And so if you have any other questions, please first raise them.
有关于宣道工作，我们诸位有没有实际什么问题？
Concerning evangelical work, do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Sister Annie asked that many of the Indonesian friends, they say they already, they claim they already have the Holy Spirit, they experience joy, and so on and so forth. So how do we approach people like that? Within Christianity, there is a denomination called the Pentecostals.
那他们会称作五旬节教派，就是强调圣灵。
The reason they call themselves Pentecostal is because they stress on Holy Spirit.
他们也说他们会说方言。
They also say that they speak in tongues.
好，那对这样的慕道朋友要怎么办？
So how do we approach this kind of friends?
首先我们要从圣经来，约翰一书来看这个灵界的辩证。
First, let's turn to 1 John for spiritual discernment.
约翰一书的第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
这里说要试验那个灵是不是出于神。
So we need to test it to see whether the spirit came from God.
所以不要一听到说他会说方言，马上就认定说他也有圣灵。
So don't immediately assume that just because they speak in tongues, they have the Holy Spirit.
要试验这个灵是什么样的。
We need to test whether this spirit is of God.
那从第二节到第六节给我们三个标准。
Verse 2 to 6 give us three standards.
如果这个三个标准都符合，那就是圣灵。
If they meet these three criteria, then it is the Holy Spirit.
第一个。
First.
第二节。
Verse 2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is from God.
第三节。
But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world.
比方说这个佛教那个鸡童会做法。
For instance, in Buddhism, there are people who can perform rituals.
他可以走火。
And he can become possessed by spirit.
然后他可以爬那个楼梯，那楼梯是用刀子做的，他可以爬上去不会受伤。
He is able to walk on fire and even climb staircases made out of blades.
他也有灵的工作。
And he also has the work of the spirit.
那为什么这个灵不是从神来的？
How come this spirit is not from God?
因为他不认耶稣。
It is because he does not acknowledge Christ.
所以他本身就不是从神来的。
So this is definitely not from God.
所以第一个从神来的灵一定会认耶稣是基督。
If a spirit comes from God, then it will acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ.
这是第一个，但不是最后一个。
This is the first, but not the last criteria.
第二个。
Second.
我们看第四章。
Chapter 4.
第五节
Verse 5 They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world and the world listens to them.
这个灵恩运动里面有很多会说方言，但是他说方言里面所看到的意象讲的预言全部都是地上的事情。
A lot of the Pentecostal movementmembers, they receive the Holy Spirit, they receive a spirit speaking tongue, but many of the things that they speak about are of the world.
主耶稣说从天上来的讲天上的事，从地上来讲地上的事。
Lord Jesus says, those who are from above speak of matters from above. Those who are from the world speak of the world. We had a sister before. She went to attend the church service outside of our church. Which also claims that they received the Holy Spirit speak in tongues. But her father felt there was something amiss.
就是这个姐妹啊, 考试的时候一默祷,
that this sister, whenever she is taking a test and she has a silent prayer, she would immediately visualize all the answers.
所以功课很好,
therefore, she has very super excellent grades.
爸爸就很纳闷,
and the father was very puzzled. How can the Spirit of God be like this, giving her all the answers?
那后来他所参加的教会啊，一下子人就爆满了。
And the church that this lady went to immediately became exploded with lots of people.
因为哪一个人要做生意要投资，就请他问，啊，你帮我祷告看看。哦，他就看到异象，哦，可以，这个不可以。
Because she became like a diviner. When people were ready to do some sort of business, would come and consult her. Can I engage in this business? If yes, then you will make money. If not, then you won't lose any money.
Oh, 所以很灵验,
and she became a diviner. Lots of people asked her to pray for them. But all these are matters pertaining to world. And her father was very puzzled. How is this different from the regular Buddhist when they have a fortune telling?
那以后的遇到我们教会信徒，才跟他说：“你来教真耶稣教会查考。”
Later on, when they came encounter our True Jesus Church member and was invited to church,
那以后他得圣灵。
And later, this same woman received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵以后，哎，考试也没有看到答案了。
But after she received the Holy Spirit, whenever there is a test, she no longer sees all the answers.
那生意要怎么投资也没有看到了。
And she no longer can give people advice on how to invest their money.
所以这个哦，如果一般的人说有圣灵，他看的异象、翻方言、讲的都是地上的事情哦，那不是从天上来的。
So if a person claims that he has received Holy Spirit speak in tongue, but everything that they talk about is of the world, and this is not from God.
这是第二个判断标准。
This is the second standard of judgment.
灵恩运动里面，他们有在介绍，那个是在帕萨迪纳一个富勒神学院的教授开始的。In
the within the Pentecostal movement, there is a church that is in Pasadena.
那人就问他说，为什么你说得圣灵说方言很多没有应验？And
so people will question him, how come you say receive Holy Spirit speaking tongue, but it doesn't? It's not realizing a lot of people.
不是，你讲的预言很多没有应验。Oh,
a lot of your prophecies didn't come true.
他怎么回答？他说那个应验预言如果都应验，你们就死光了。His
answer was if all the prophecy came true, then you all be dead.
但是他的预言大部分都是地上的事情。But
most of his prophecies concerning the world.
好，那第三个标准。The
third standard.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们是属神的，认识神就听从我们；不认识神就不听从我们。从此，我们就认出真理的灵跟妙望的灵。We
are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we can recognize the spirit of truth and spirit of falsehood.
主耶稣说：“只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你明白一切的真理。”
Lord Jesus says to wait for the Spirit of the truth who will guide you into all truths. Therefore, Holy Spirit and the truth are two sides of the same coin. And the last criteria, which also is the most important, is when you talk to him about the truth. About the way to salvation. If he received the same spirit as us, then the final conclusion would be same.
如果灵不一样,
if we're two different spirits, then it's hard to reach the same conclusion.
这是三个标准。
These are the three standard judgments.
还有一些外在的现象。
There are also outer appearances.
多伦多, 有一个牧师,
there is a minister in Toronto.
他很有能力,
he is very powerful.
他有圣灵。
And he also claims he has the Holy Spirit.
他一帮人按手, 人就倒在地上, 笑不停。
And when he laid hands on people, he They would fall down and they couldn't stop from laughter.
哦，也是说他有说方言。
And you would say these people are speaking in tongue.
那我们就知道这个不太不一样。
And you can tell that's different from our church.
在真耶稣教会得圣灵没有倒下去的。
In True Jesus Church, whoever receives Holy Spirit, they will never collapse.
也没有说不能控制的。
And nor will they become uncontrollable.
也没有说神志不清的。
Nor will they lose their consciousness.
所以有这几个现象的，这个灵就要很小心。
So from all these standards, you can tell if these are false spirits.
那还有一些五旬节教派的，他们的方言是纯音。
In certain Pentecostal churches, their speaking in tongue is just sounds from tongue.
不是舌音。
Excuse me, they make sounds from their lips rather than from the tongue.
所以有一些五旬教派来我们教会慕道以后，他得到我们的圣灵，他才知道说，哎，过去那个灵不一样。
So we have members who originally were from Pentecostal churches, and once they received the Holy Spirit, they could tell that it's very different.
我们在马尼拉有一个我们教会的传道，他以前是五旬节教会的牧师。
In Manila, we have a minister who was previously a pastor of a Pentecostal church.
他也很会讲道理。
He is also very eloquent in preaching.
他说有一次他在布道，有八个慕道朋友。
He said there was once when he was evangelizing, there were eight friends.
那他一为他们祷告，八个都倒下去。
The moment he prayed for them, all eight of them collapsed.
他也很惊讶，他自己有这个权柄，但是也有点害怕。
He was very surprised that he has such power, but also fearful at the same time.
那后来他来到我们真耶稣教会，得到圣灵。
Later he came to True Jesus Church and received the Holy Spirit.
就感觉这灵不一样。
And he could sense the spirit is different.
所以一般基督教界跟我们的真理不一样的人说他有圣灵，这个要非常小心。
So you can tell generally speaking if a Christianity claims that they have the Holy Spirit but don't share the same truth, you have to be very careful.
但是如果他真的有圣灵，到最后一定会归到我们教会。
But if he shares the same spirit, then ultimately he will come to our church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.我们过去的经验啊，包括外教的牧师跑到我们教会来洗礼啊，都是跟他谈道理，比方说安息日的道理，洗礼的道理，洗脚礼的道理，呀。
So for other church members who claim they have the Holy Spirit, we would discuss with them concerning the doctrines like Sabbath, baptism, for washing, and so forth.
哎，但是很奇妙啊，当他道理渐渐能够接受的时候，他就得圣灵了，就得我们现在圣灵，那就改过来了。
And it's very miraculous when they gradually can come to accept our doctrines, then they will receive the true Holy Spirit, and they will change their perspective.
好，没有什么问题，其他的问题。个人布道、宣道，有没有什么其他的问题？
Any personal evangelical questions?Most people would ask, what's the difference between Trinity versus one true God?
所有圣经道理里面最深的是神观。
In all the biblical doctrines, the deepest mystery is the divinity of Godhead.
但是很多慕道朋友第一个来就要跟你谈神观，三位一体跟独一真神。
a lot of the true seekers, when they come to church, the first thing they want to talk about is Trinity versus one true God.
那三位一体跟独一神观哦, 你仔细看他用的圣经节差不多都一样。
And if you, they would pretty much refer to the same verses, whether it's Trinity or one true God.
因为这个需要圣灵开导我们才会明白。
And it's only with the revelation from the Holy Spirit can we understand.
因此我们对慕道朋友不需要跟他谈。
So when we are approaching true seeker friends, we don't need to talk about Godhead. Because it's too deep.
不了解神观,
Just because you don't understand Godhead, it doesn't mean that you won't receive salvation.
但是这个结论很重要。
However, the conclusion is very important.
相信三位一体的洗礼都是奉父子圣灵的名。
Those who believe in Trinity, whenever they are baptized, they will always baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Spirit. Those who believe in one true God will always baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. And because they have different beliefs, so they reach different conclusions.
好，那现在问题就是说， 使徒行传里面这一些主耶稣所栽培这些使徒是怎么洗礼的？
So they, we can ask, well, what about the disciples in the book of Acts? How did they baptize people?
从第二章,
From chapter 2.
第八章,
chapter 8.
第十章,
chapter 10.
十九章,
19.
所有的洗礼都是奉耶稣的名,
All the baptism recorded in the book of Acts are in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道,
and this makes us know
独一神观是对的,
that one true God is correct.
最重要是他的结论。
So the most important is the conclusion reached.
所以如果有人提三位一体跟独一神观，不需要跟他们讨论，因为真的是没有结论。最重要就是结论是奉耶稣的名。
If somebody want to ask, talk about the Trinity versus one true God, that's, we don't go into that area, but most important is bring them to the awareness that people are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们常常问他一个问题。
We often would pose this question back.
是现在的神学家 对主耶稣的话了解比较深刻，还是当时的使徒？
Who would have a better understanding of what God wants from us, the truth? Is it the disciples who follow Christ or the theologians of nowadays?
大家都同意是使徒。
Everyone would agree that it was the disciples of Christ who better understood his intentions.
也就是说，使徒做的没有错。
In other words, what the disciples did was not wrong. This is why we baptize today in the name of Jesus Christ. Throughout the entire book of Acts, there is not one place that records they were baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
的question was how do we approach Muslims
or Persians who have different belief? They're also very devout believers.
我们对不同信仰的人要怎么传福音?
How do we preach to people of a different faith?
最理想的方式是对他们的信仰有了解，能够比较他们信的跟我们信仰有什么不同。
The best thing is you first understand the difference between their belief and ours.
但是这个
However, this is no easy task.
有时候我们在解释佛教徒，我们要比较佛教跟基督教有什么不同。那佛教徒听了说，你解释的跟我们不一样啊，跟我们信的不一样啊。Sometimes
we try to convert the Buddhism people, and they would say, "Your interpretation of Buddhism is not my interpretation."
那不一样，他就不服啊。And
so they would not agree, would not be persuaded.
所以我们重点就是要介绍我们所信的。
So we should place emphasis on what we believe in.
而且介绍主耶稣的爱。
and introduce to them the love of Jesus Christ.
而且再加上我们个人见证得神的恩典。
And you need to combine it with all the grace of testimonies in our personal life.
这样从这样来入门的。
This is how we should approach it.
那如果是佛教徒。
Now let's say if they are Buddhists.
佛教徒里面并没有拜圣经的这一位创造宇宙的神。
And they do not believe in the Creator, the Lord God, in, recorded in the Bible.
这一点他们也承认。
And they do acknowledge that.
所以就最大的原则讲，那其他就要介绍主耶稣的爱，让主耶稣的灵爱感动他，主耶稣的灵去运行在他心里面。
So you can lay out this major principle. After that, introduce them about the love of Christ, and then we pray for the Holy Spirit to move in their heart.
那如果神感动他，我们的道理听得懂，他就可以比较，哎，他信的跟我们有什么不同
？If God's Spirit moves them and they can, they're touched with the love of God, then they can also understand what is the difference between their belief and ours.
我想这一个最基本的原则啊。
This is the basic principle.
我们对个人布道有没有什么其他的心得？
他的问题就是说，我们在介绍跟人家介绍我们的信仰的时候，有时候就要见证说神在我们的生活当中有带来什么福利，神怎么帮助我们。那但是我们也不要让人家造成一种误像，就是说你来信神，就你的生活就会多彩多姿，一切都很好。变成说是来信那个福气，不是来信神。
好，我们来看一段圣经啊，约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1,
第一节
verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
这个讲这个生命之道啊，这本来是看不到的，是无形的。
This word of life is intangible. You cannot see it.
它道成肉身以后，就是主耶稣。
But after Christ became flesh, and He is Jesus Christ,
那就变成看得见、听得见、摸得到。
So now He is something that we can see with our eyes, we can look at, we can touch.
所以从四福音跟使徒行传哦，信耶稣有三个入门。
So from all the four books of Gospel and Book of Acts, there are four ways to enter into Christ.
一个是听见。
One is through hearing.
好像那个安提阿波太监听到道理很感动，他就信了。
Like the eunuch from Ethiopia, when he heard the truth, he was very touched and he came to believe.
第二个是摸到。
Second is touch.
摸到就是个人的体验。
And this would be personal experience.
好像那个血漏的妇人。
Like the woman with a blood bleeding problem.
摸到耶稣，血漏停止。
She touched Christ and her bleeding stopped.
好像保罗。
Like Paul.
保罗头脑很好，神学知识很多。
Paul had great knowledge and he was very wise.
但是神拣选他，不是派另外一个人把他变倒。
But God picked him not through another person to overcome him and debate.
光一照他扑倒，瞎眼。
The light was shone upon him and he became blinded and he fell from his horse.
这个就是摸到对神有很直接的体验。
And he touched God personally.
那第三个就是。看见
The third is to see.
就是看见主耶稣行的神迹。
Those who have witnessed firsthand that Jesus Christ performed miracles.
所以就信了。
And they believed.
所以这个信耶稣入门的方式不一样。
And so there are different ways to come into Christ.
所以人如果有需要，身体缺欠，心灵平安，我们请他来祷告，这个都是好的。
So So if there is a need, say he's sick, and we bring him to church and pray for him, this is all considered good.
因为主耶稣会让他摸到，让他有体验。
Because Lord Christ will allow him to be touched and let him experience.
但是问题就是说，入门以后要赶快带到得救的真理。
So the question is, the key issue is once he gets into Christ, you have to quickly bring him to the way of salvation.
到最后让他信，是因为明白这个道理。
So ultimately, their belief would be based on understanding of the truth.
而不只是因为恩典。
And so they are no longer focused on the grace itself.
是因为道理，而不只是因为教会人很好。
It is because of the truth, not because people are nice in this church.
那这样的，这个信仰就很稳固了。
Then this kind of faith will become very secure.
我想这是一个带领的方向。
And this is a direction in which we can guide people.
所以受洗之前或者受洗以后，两件事情一定要讲。
So before and after baptism, there are two things you must mention.
第一个就是。我们信耶稣是因为耶稣本身，而不只是因为他的恩典。
First, we believe in Christ because of Christ Himself, not just because of the blessings He gives out.
第二个
，Second,
就是教会的人其实都是很好。
The people in the church are generally good.
但是我们信耶稣不是因为人，所以我们在这里信。
But we believe in Christ not because of the people.
是因为道理能够让我们得救。
But rather because the gospel is able to save us.
所以要让他的信仰往上提升，因为道，而不是因为神迹，不是因为人。
So we need to elevate that person's faith, not based on the miracles or because of the kindness of people.
那这样以后，人跟人稍微有点摩擦，意见不同，或者祷告没有应验，他不会离开。
And so in the future, if his prayer goes unanswered or if there's friction amongst people, he will not depart from church.
那如果入门呢，从神迹入门，没有道理上的造就。或者从人情入门没有道理造就，很容易流失。
But if a person comes into Christ merely based on the miracles or because of the kindness of others, then it's very easy for them to go astray.
所以你就发现了，受洗很多，过了几年，一半跑掉了。
So you discover that a lot of people have been baptized, and a few years later, half of them are disappeared.
好，我们还有十分钟。
要怎么传福音给那些就是信心只是不冷不热的人因为他们的生活现在一切都很顺畅，所以他们也不太需要神。
慕道朋友了哈，是或者初信的
，right？ 初信
，a friend， 对信仰不冷不热，没有很深的兴趣啊。
So these are true seekers。
大家有没有什么意见？有时候我们传福音给人是在撒种。
There are times when we preach the gospel merely as a sowing of seeds.
虽然你现在讲给他听哦，他没有马上来教会，但是那个种子已经在心里面。
Even though now you introduce him to God, and the seed doesn't take root immediately, but the seed has been sown.
有一天他需要
And one day when the need arises
突然会想起来谁跟我讲过什么见证谁跟我传过福音
It will suddenly occur to him that someone told me about certain testimonies or gospels
所以一些人看起来好像对信仰不冷不热那个态度只要他愿意听了都可以传给他
So even if that person has lukewarm faithAs long as he has a willing ear to listen, then go ahead and preach the gospel.
我们教会有发生这个事情啊。
Because this has happened in our church before.
慕道者自己来教会，你怎么会来？
The true seeker comes to church by himself, and we ask him, "Why do you come?"
他说几年前谁跟我传过福音？
And they answer, "A few years ago, so and so preached the gospel to me."
那为什么你现在才来？
Then why do you come now?
现在遇到困难了。
Now I'm in trouble.
但是他有一个种子在里面了。
But there is a seed sown in his heart.
Yeah, 所以只要愿意听都可以传。
So as long as they're willing to listen, go ahead and preach.
那神有神的时候。
And God has his timing.
还有没有什么问题？
what is the most effective way to approach people who are in their elderly age?
老人哦，这个哦，老人哦，可以从正面的，也可以从负面的哦。
You can approach it in a positive or negative way.
正面的就是引导他想啊，感谢神啊，神让你活了几十岁啊。
Positively, you can tell him, oh, thank God, he allow you to live to such old ripe age.
那你爸爸妈妈，那你打算活几岁啊？
And you can ask him, how long do you intend on living?
啊，一百岁好不好？
About 100 years old.
那怎么接下去怎么办呢？
Then what's next?
哦，所以让他去想说，人到底盼望在哪里？
So you bring this question, what is a human hope in their mind?
当然，这都是我们现在讲的，都是需要有神开他的心的。
What we're saying here requires God to open their heart.
哦，这那如果人能够了解说，没有神是没有盼望的，人就会开始寻找信仰。
When a person understands that without God there is no hope, then they will start to pursue for faith.
这第一个，让他有一个盼望的这个念头在心里。
So we need to plant this idea of hope in their mind.
那第二个就是有人觉得说。死就算啦。
Second is, some people think that death is the end of everything.
啊，如果死就算，其实也不一定信耶稣。我不上天国，死就算了吧，就消失就好了。
If that is true, then obviously they have no incentive to go to heaven because once they die, they die.
那我们要让他了解，死没有完了。
But we need to let them understand that death is not the conclusion.
死是真正的我灵魂从肉体出来，肉体是壳子而已。
Death is merely in the physical body. The soul will be set free from the body.
死后还有审判。
And then after that, face judgment.
那这个是从未来的方向。
We approach it from a future perspective.
那另外一个方法就是在生活当中。
Another way to approach is through our daily life.
来感化他。
We can touch them.
所以彼得前书说，如果没有听从。不听道理的丈夫啊，妻子要用品性把他感化过来。
So First Peter describes that if a wives have unbelieving husband, then you have to touch them with your deeds.
所以生活的改变哦，让他觉得，哎，这个孩子，这个媳妇信主真的是比别人不一样。那要引导他就比较简单。
With your transformed Christian life, you will be able to let them understand believing God is very different and will attract them.
但是还有一个方法可以试，但是要看每个人。
There's another way that you can try, but this depends on the individual.
这有一个传道人到一个地方去啊。
There is a minister who went to a certain place.
哦，那个弟兄的很热心的接待他。
And there was a local brother who welcomed him into the house.
他的妈妈就是不信。
But this brother's mother doesn't believe.
啊，这个传道人就问他说：“哎，老姐妹啊，以后你死了怎么办？”
So this minister asked this elderly lady, "So, what happens when you die in the future?"
那个老姐妹三天睡不着觉。
And so that woman could not sleep for three nights.
因为老人最怕听到死这一句话。
Because old people are deathly afraid of hearing death.
啊，但是到现在她还没有信。
But even now, she still doesn't believe.
看到这个传道，她就躲。
And whenever she sees this minister, she would try to duck away.
哦，所以这个是从另外一个方向给他刺激一下，看他会不会想要信。
This is another way to stimulate their mind to see if they can.
但是
persuaded.
到最后的关键还是要祷告啊，求神感动他的心哦，让他的心软化下来就信了。
But ultimately, the key is asking God, praying to God, and to transform their heart.
哦，所以我们这个个人布道工作就是说。尽人的本分去做，但是哦，不是我们能控制的。
Personal evangelism means that we have to do our personal utmost, the best of our ability, but not everything is within our control.
那我们做不到的怎么办
？What happens when we don't reach our goal?
所以需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
求神感动他，求神带领他。
We need to ask God to touch that person.
那这需要时间啊。
This requires time.
哦，我记得我要。在纽约有一个，我们大可能有人认识他，他牧四十几年了，他太太一直带领他来信主，带了四十几年。
In New Jersey, there was a husband it took him 40 years to finally believe in God.
到最后，他大概有这个 Parkinson 哦，就他开始那个自我那个很那个这个自我软下来了，软下来就信了。
So finally, he had Parkinson's disease, so he let down his ego.
那信了，过了不多久就离世了。
And he believed. Soon after that, he passed away.
所以需要时间。
You see, it takes time.
等到他身上发生问题了，大的病痛，大的什么，人生有个很大的转捩点的时候，那个时候常常是信主的机会。
When his health turns for worse, or there's some major event happening in their life, that usually is the time to believe in God.
那我们生活的改变，跟他讲很多的见证，对他好，帮他祷告，这是预备工作。
The transformation of our Christian life and preaching the gospel for them, these are laying the way, preparation.
神的时候到。
When God's timing arrives,
他就信了。
You will believe.
我们最后两分钟，来。
要怎么传给那个
安息日会？
安息日会的人，因为我们守安息日，是在恩典之下。
要传给安息日会的人有一个秘诀。
There's a secret to approaching the Seventh Day Adventist.
因为安息日会的创始人叫做怀爱伦，一个女的。
There's a the founder of Seventh Day Adventist is a female.
那他讲很多的预言都没有实现。
She made a lot of prophecies which never came true.
包括主耶稣什么时候要来。
Including when Jesus Christ will come.
所以如果你能够让那个人了解说黄艾伦是假先知，他信仰就倒了。
So if you can let that person realize the founder of the church is a false prophet, then their faith will crumble.
所以那你就上网站可以看到，也是基督教也把怀爱伦所讲过的话，然后用圣经对照一条一条，就知道他是不是真的。
You can go to website to search out the founder of this Seventh Day Adventist, and they even have biblical scriptures to prove that her prophecies are definitely not.
因为他整个教派建设就是在他一个人的基础上。
Because this entire church was founded upon this one individual.
那第二个。
Secondly.
就是照我们对一般基督徒的传福音，就在讲得圣灵，他们没有圣灵。
We can preach to them just like we preach to other Christians, which is through Holy Spirit. They have no Holy Spirit.
让他再讲一些我们神的能力的体验，他们大部分都没有神迹。
Then we can also tell them about the experience in God, miracles and signs, because most of them don't have such things.
那如果这个都解决了
，And once you resolve all this issues,
安息日问题就比较好解决。
Then it's much easier to talk about Sabbath.
但是如果你正面的要跟他冲突，要去解释他的安息日是错误的，很难有结果。
But if you try to go head to head, telling them that belief of their Sabbath, the way they keep Sabbath is wrong, it's very hard to have an effective result.
从他的创办人，在他从我们得救的正道得圣灵这样来讲。
So you can go from the church's founder, and then go from our Holy Spirit, the doctrines of our church.
我们时间已经到了，以后有机会我们再来。这个有一个信徒写了很多的 question, 没时间在这里回答。
So our time is concluded without time to answer further questions.
我们一起来祷告，结束我们今天的Q&A。
Let's pray together and conclude.